Welcome to Home Smart with Amy Lurari, like Ferrari, of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email amy@allshoreamy.com and visit allshoreamy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity. And we continue with part two of our visit with Sam Grimes of Chesapeake Real Estate. And Sam, what are some other factors currently impacting the market?
Affordability is huge right now. It's not very often that we see high prices and high interest rates. So I'm not going to sugarcoat the market. It is, you know, a little challenging at times, especially for first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. The Economist for 2024, they are saying that this is going to be the year of the fives. I wish I had a crystal ball to confirm that all this is going to happen, but fingers crossed, and we're already kind of seeing it in the market, like what Amy said. People are, if they're seeing something they want, they are putting in the offer. Regardless of the interest rates, you know, you can always refi down the road. But with what the economists are saying, the year of the fives, by the end of the year, we're really hoping to see these interest rates go back down into the fives at some level. So we're staying optimistic for that. 5.5 million people need homes to move.
It's true.
So when I say if they're seeing something, they're just taking the leap, it is very true in our area. We are just seeing people just take that leap. I'm still experiencing multiple offer situations. So if they're pre-approved and they, you know, have a little money, and in some instances they don't even need money, they are making that move. And then also we're thinking that the sellers, their annual appreciation on their home is going to be around 5%.
Not bad at all. I mean, and as we've said in the past, you know, we went through those rates, but we got spoiled by a long period of unrealistic rates.
Yes.
And when things went up, it was kind of the market really adjusting itself.
We're all human, and we don't like change. So when we have something good, we want to hold on to it forever.
Yes.
But unfortunately, things change for a reason, and it couldn't, the market couldn't sustain those low interest rates. It just doesn't make financial sense for the banks and the lenders out there. So this is normal. The rates are relatively normal, and that's what you need to focus on, is that the lenders usually say, you know, date the rate, marry the mortgage.
Yeah.
You know,
very
so
true.
Keep that in mind. 2 years from now, you can refinance. A year from now, if something drastic changes, your lender's going to reach out to you and say, hey, are you considering a refinance?
I'm sure recently in the news, people may have heard about the NAR lawsuit. It's been reported in the national media. And I just want to say that the media is reporting on national coverage. So it is super, super important to rely on your local real estate professionals. That's certainly where Chesapeake would come in perfect. But like our contracts in Maryland, they're already protected. We already discuss with our seller the compensation rate that we're going to offer to a buyer's agent. So our contracts, again, they're very well established, as opposed to a contract that might be out west. So that's an advantage for Maryland. Now, things are going to change, but just like the recession, COVID, now this, agents, we adapt and adjust very quickly. We adapt to our markets, we pivot, and we figure out what's going to work so we can keep selling the shore. The important takeaway that I have from the NAR lawsuit is, well, one, it has not been signed off on, so things might change. And two, just work with that local professional to get the most up-to-date news that's out there regarding
it. The market isn't a one-size-fits-all, as the media would have you believe.
No, yeah, and you know, they need to realize, and one of the things I've been educating my clients on is, we've had buyer's representation in Maryland for a while, and if you're out there looking at property, I run into people who have never seen it before, especially if they're from out of state, but I just present it at my first meeting with my buyer, and I explain that this is a mandatory law in Maryland to have this representation form, and there is a section in there on compensation. And we held a meeting at our office, and we were all kind of throwing ideas out there. But the important thing is, it hasn't changed yet. Don't push the panic button. Right. Don't start saying you're not going to pay a buyer's rep when we're not there yet. Right. You know, we're still in the same market we were yesterday. Right. So let's pay attention to where we are, not where we're going. We'll keep an eye on it. But when we get there, we're going to let you know. We're going to have another paper to sign. That's basically what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and anybody who's worth their salt, when they do a closing, they explain everything so it's clear, it's concise, and you know exactly what you're signing at the time you are and why.
Right. And and the same with when you're going to look at properties or writing offers. Read the contract. If you have questions, there are lawyers out there that you can call and ask the question to. We're not lawyers. We can explain what the contract is representing, but we are not lawyers. So if you have a technical legal question or concern, pick up the phone and get that legal advice.
All right, let's talk about picking up the phone and getting contact to you guys.
Absolutely. Sam, give your numbers for if they want to go look at your property and how they can reach you or get any of their questions answered.
Okay, certainly. Samantha Grimes. I'm very much like Amy. I'm tied to my cell phone. My cell phone number is 410-310-6426. I do primarily work out of our Chester office. That number is 410-643-HOME, H-O-M-E. And I also work out of our Trapp office as well. I use my cell phone a lot, so certainly call me on my cell phone. I'm big also on social media, so you probably see me on Facebook or Instagram, and my website is SamanthaGrimes.com.
And then if you want to reach the Chestertown office, it's 443-215-HOME. And if you want to reach Allshore Amy, Amy Lorari at Chesapeake Real Estate Associates, it's 443-480-2936.
Amy, Sam, thank you so much for coming. Please come back and see us.
Okay, yep, I certainly will.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Home Smart with Amy Lorari of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email Amy at AllshoreAmy.com and visit AllshoreAmy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity.